Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The ecological impact of the mountain pine beetle is easy to see with the millions of dead trees across hundreds of thousands of acres in the Black Hills. But what's been the impact on the area's tourism business? That's a question a Black Hills State University professor has been studying. Ignatius Chianto is assistant professor of tourism and hospitality management. He and two student research assistants have been conducting research over the past few months. Professor Chianto presents the findings at the World Research Summit for Tourism and Hospitality next week in Orlando. He joins us on the line. And Professor Chianto, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to undertake this study looking into the pine beetle infestation and its effect on tourism in the Black Hills?
Well, it came out last year in discussion with several business owners, and what they told me is that, we had a lot of study have been conducted in the area looking at ecological impact and community impact and so forth, but then there's no study to date that have been done to document or to look at the impact or perceived impact of the pine beetle infestation on tourism businesses. And I asked them, like, well, that's kind of strange because the tourism is the main livelihood for a lot of people in this area. Yes, they, you know, when you go to Black Hills, people will go straight to Mount Rushmore. But let's be honest, how many hours actually you need to enjoy the beauty of Mount Rushmore? An hour, 2 hours? Probably around it. Then people will stay longer to enjoy the scenery, beauty of Black Hills, and so forth. So looking at the impact, the perceived impact of pine beetle infestation on businesses, in this case tourism businesses, is really important because, again, that's our major livelihood.
So you started work on the study a couple months ago?
Yeah, we started in June. So in June, there's two layers of the study. The first phase, which was the qualitative interviews with the different owners and managers from different type of businesses in tourism and hospitality, like, for example, lodging, restaurants, and so forth. We ended up with 29 individuals, a key informant. And then the second layer is the larger survey with 400 people. And the first stage of the study already closed, and we already come up with the finding. And then that's what I'm going to present in Orlando next week, looking at the qualitative aspect, the perceived impact of the pine beetle infestation.
And how was the study conducted? What were the questions that you asked people?
For the first stage, we asked two major questions. The first one is, what are tourism business perspectives on the infestation? Do they have impact or they perceive impact or no? And then the second question, follow-up question, is if they perceive impact in their business, then what kind of coping mechanism, what they have done to protect their business? So there's two major questions that we ask in the first stage of the study.
So from what you found in the study, have businesses experienced much of an impact from the pine beetle infestation?
That's a good question. What we found is really intriguing and really interesting. And undocumented in the current literature. We always said, a popular belief, that there's always negative impact. But what we found, yes, there's a negative impact, but also positive impact. So the negative impact, most of the businesses, at least who we interviewed, they agree that they're concerned with infestation. However, the degree of perception, the risk, depends on a lot of factors. The first one was the proximity. So, for example, your business, like campground in South Hill, for example, they concern more about the tangible impact, like, for example, the falling trees, fires, and so forth. But then those who are in Northern Hills, away from the impact, that you cannot see the dying tree too much, they concern more about the scenery, the aesthetic change. So I have one interviewer told me that, well, I'm not concerned more about the fire. Yes, I'm concerned about the fire, but I'm more concerned about the changing trees, because although our campground is in Spearfish, we can still see it in this part of our big yard, and I'm of concern that it will change the rating of our campground.
So people wouldn't want to stay at the campground necessarily because the trees, you don't
exactly.
Have the landscape, the beauty.
And also the second one, in addition to the proximity, is the type of business. As you know, the tourism is multifaceted. We have restaurants, campground, lodging, attraction, and so forth. So campground owners raise more concern because, hey, that's their main product compared to restaurants, because restaurants pretty much serve food, and that, well, not necessarily concerned with the impact. But then it's really interesting, if you look at the dynamic, those who have campground in Southern Hill, they told me that, well, I had lower number of guests because of pine beetles. Okay, but then if you go to Spearfish Belfus area, they will say, well, we get more people. Because, again, some people may just stay in South Hill 3 days and then move to North Hill. So if we look at the visitor arrival, the performance, look in tourism, pretty much we look at number of tourist arrival, length of stay, and so forth, the numbers remain the same. Like, we have stable number of tourist arrival. Does it mean that there's no effect on tourism industry? Not necessarily true, because if you have 100 people coming in this week in this region, like in the past, if they stay 50 in South Hill and the remaining 50 staying in North Hill, you end up with 100. But nowadays, what happened is 40 people or 30 people stay in South Hill and then remaining move to North Hill. But we end up the same 100. So what's missing in the current literature is the mobility of tourists. So we try to figure out the effect of the mobility in the businesses, because that also leads the question, why do I care about, you know, the impact, because I receive benefit from it. So there's even more ambivalence. They recognize the impact, but in terms of taking action, that's different questions. It's very unique and more complicated than what currently documented in general literature.
Yeah, it sounds like there's not just one. There's so many different. It affects people in so many different ways depending on where they are and what their business is.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's why, like, you know, a lot of management actions fail because they do not recognize the variations of perception and behavior.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Black Hills State University Professor Ignatius Chianto. He's Assistant Professor of Tourism and Hospitality Management at Black Hills State in Spearfish, and he's been working on research over the past couple months on the impact of the mountain pine beetle on the tourism business in the Black Hills. Now, Professor, I understand that, as you're saying, another part of the question that you asked regarded how businesses are coping with the pine beetle infestation, and I imagine that's, that again, because they affect different businesses in different ways, that there's different ways that they're coping with the beetle infestation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have multiple ways to cope with the impact. I think the idea is the more you feel you're threatened by the impact or feel the impact in your business, they're more likely to voice their concern in their council meeting or brought the issue to the tourism association meeting and so forth. But again, it ranges from, you know, they've already done a thinning or cutting some trees and so forth. But really interesting that it needs to be collaborative with other landowners, because some of the interviews said that, well, I already, you know, treat my trees, but my neighbor did not do anything. So, like, it's pretty much useless. So it also create another tension between neighbors. Some of them also question, like, well, I don't have any assistant. I don't know whether the assistant is available for me as a business owner or not. Another voice concerned that, well, I don't think I need to do anything because I don't see any impact. In fact, I receive benefit of you know, the impact there. So it's really interesting dynamic also.
Do you think the study, even though it's about the Black Hills, do you think it could be useful to other areas in the country that are experiencing the similar problems with the mountain pine beetle infestation?
Yeah, I believe that it can be useful for other areas because pine beetle is not unique in this region, but also in like across the Rocky Mountain and also Canada. The difference, though, is here the livelihood in this area depends on tourism. So when we depend on tourism and we know that tourism is very prone to external factor like crisis or these pine beetles and so forth. So I believe that the finding can also be used to other destination that dealing with pine beetles. Yes, in this point we focus on Black Hill area, but we are hoping that we can get larger grant to extend the study to the state level and hopefully in the Rocky Mountains area.
Well, Professor Chianto, you mentioned that there's the second stage of the study. Is that research complete?
Yeah, we just the data collection for the survey has been completed 2 weeks ago. And then we are going to analyze the result over this break after I'm back from Orlando presenting the result for the first study. And then hopefully by January, we can have press release with regard to the result of the second stage. And I will keep you update on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And as you mentioned, you're presenting the findings in Orlando, the World Research Summit for Tourism and Hospitality. And what does that involve?
The meeting itself, the conference, is one of the biggest industry where like almost 200 presentations around the globe, expert in tourism and hospitality flock gather in Orlando to discuss the current study in the industry. So I'm presenting the first part of the study, which is the result of the qualitative aspect of the impact. So I look at my title of presentation is going to be Tourism Business Perspective on Pine Beetle Impacts on Black Hill Forest, South Dakota, a Qualitative Insight. So I'm discussing the result on, you know, what is the business perspective on the infestation and what have the business done to cope with the infestation.